This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
I would say right now, Wayne is probably in a big stretch limousine, maybe a big giant cigar, window kind of cracked towards the top on his way to the studio in Vegas, or his home in Vegas, I guess is where he does the show from, so he's probably on his way there. My name is Lee Elsie. Thursdays, the first hour, I get a chance to spend some time with you here on the USA Radio Network. It is raw, it is unfiltered. Again, it is a blast. I have a blast with you guys. So here's the deal. It is the most caller-friendly show in the entire country, which means when you dial in 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK, Chris, making it all go, makes you appear on the board, and I get a chance to talk to you wherever you may be. It could be Vegas, Minneapolis, Dallas, Reno, New York, San Antonio, Oklahoma City, St. Louis, all across this great country of ours. We try to squeeze in as many phone calls as we can throughout the entire first hour of the show. And, of course, Wayne comes in, does his thing, and continues that until, 2 hours in. So here's the deal. I'm sitting around, probably like every political junkie today, watching the proceedings on the Capitol Hill. And I guess maybe I got a different take from some of the folks out there. I actually was almost giddy and giggling a little bit. Because, first of all, I can't stand Adam Schiff. And I really think that going into this thing, the Democrats, who had all their questions ready to rock and roll and fire away at Joseph McGuire, the acting intel chief, as soon as he started to answer a couple of Schiff's questions, you could see that he was not on board with the left. He was more leaning right. Now, he came out and said originally that he had no partisanship, blah, blah, blah. He's this, that, and the other. And I believe all that. And in fact, they went back to it and commended him for his decades of service. And I kind of like the guy. I'm pretty good when it comes to sort of first impressions. I like this guy. He was a little bit aloof and a little bit off, certainly in the beginning. But it was entertaining to me when Schiff, who thought this was going to be a home run for the Democrats, I think when he began to question him, you got a completely different feeling out of the thing. I think that by the time it was all said and done, you got the impression that the acting intel chief, Joseph McGuire, thought that Donald Trump probably did nothing wrong. That was my impression from this, because they kept trying to get him in a box. And he kept trying, and kept actually successfully wiggling away. So I was entertained. I'm always entertained when Capitol Hill gets thrown a big curveball. And I think today they got thrown a pretty big curveball. Because I really think that they thought they were going to peacock around and felt like this was going to be a home run. Now, I don't think it was a home run. Some folks do. I don't. And as I continue to look at this transcript of this phone call, I don't see it, guys. I mean, if you think this is impeachment territory, if you think what happened today leads them to take the next step, I think maybe you're misguided. You just don't get it. I don't understand. I can't find anywhere in the conversation that was produced day before yesterday where the President of the United States was out of line. I can't. I'm sorry. I look in my hand, by the way. Yeah, you may not know this. I'm not sure if Wayne brought this up last night. But you realize that the United States has a treaty with the Ukraine on mutual legal assistance in criminal matters. The treaty between the United States of America and Ukraine, mutual legal assistance in criminal matters with annex, signed in Kiev on July 22nd, 1998. and with an exchange of notes signed on September 30th, 1999, which provides for a provisional application. So basically, if there's wrongdoing in the country, well, we have the opportunity to ask and talk and try to fix it. So I'm sorry. But Biden, in my mind, he bent the rules. He absolutely broke the rules. And I think in the case, certainly when Trump was talking to the president, of the new president of Ukraine, I mean, he never brought Biden's name up. It was the other guy who brought him up. And by the way, never once, not one time in that conversation, was there ever an idea that he was going to withhold aid from that country. Now, okay, so that being said, and the Democrats losing their minds, sky is falling, hair's on fire, everyone's going nuts, leads me to a couple other stories that I ran across. So you realize that the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, declared Tuesday that I grabbed this. What's this from? I'm trying to see where this came from. But anyway, Washington Post, next. Ironically speaking, the U.S. House, Nancy Pelosi, declared Tuesday that the mere possibility that the president had asked Ukraine to continue an investigation of former Vice President Joe Biden, even without the quid pro quo, was enough to trigger an impeachment inquiry. Now, that's what we had on Tuesday. Biden again boasted in 2018 that he had forced the Ukraine to remove its prosecutor by threatening to withhold $1 billion in U.S. aid. And then he peacocked around that. He did not tell his audience at the Council on Foreign Relations that the prosecutor was looking into a firm on whose board his son, Hunter Biden, was serving. By the way, Hunter was serving on that board, and you all know this by now, completely unqualified and didn't belong on it. CNN reported that Senator Robert Menendez, Richard Durbin, and Patrick Leahy wrote a letter to Ukraine's prosecutor general expressing concern at the closing of four investigations they said were critical to the Mueller report, and in the letter they implied that their support for the U.S. assistance to Ukraine was at stake, describing themselves as strong advocates for a robust and close relationship with Ukraine. So we had senators writing letters saying, listen, you make this investigation happen the way we want it to, or, oh man, we're just not going to be as friendly as you might think we would be. It goes on, we have supported the capacity building process and disappointment that some of Kiev appear to have cast aside these Democrat principles to avoid the ire of President Trump. Blah, 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 blah. They also went on to say the letter available online. Mendez, Durbin, and Leahy demanded the Ukrainian government answer their questions about the Mueller probe and issued the implied threat. That's from the Washington Post. One other one before we run out of time, because this has to do with my home state here in wonderful Connecticut. Earlier this month, during a bipartisan meeting, my senator, Christopher Murphy, delivered a pointed message to the Ukraine's new president, Zelensky. While choosing his words carefully, Murphy made clear by his own account that Ukraine currently enjoyed bipartisan support for its U.S. aid, and that could be jeopardized if the new president acquiesced to requests by President Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, to investigate past corruption allegations involving Americans, including former Vice President Joe Biden's family. They did exactly what they said the president had done. But it's proof. It's right here. They said, listen, don't do that. Otherwise, you're not going to have our support. That's like mob mentality. That's what Tony Soprano would do. Seriously, think about that for a second. Murphy boasted after this meeting that he told the new Ukrainian leader that the USAID was his country's most important asset, and it would be viewed as an election meddling and disastrous for long-term U.S.-Ukraine relations to bend the wishes to Trump and Giuliani. In other words, okay, now, that call from Donald Trump that we saw I did not see anything where Trump forced the hand of the president of Ukraine. Here, in the letter from Murphy, he says, if you do bend in any way, shape, or form to what Trump wants, we'll screw you over. So this guy's caught in the middle, supposedly. The point is, these senators, on record, went out of their way to essentially extort
this president of Ukraine. I'm sorry, that's the way I see it. Murphy went on to say, I told Zelensky that he should not insert himself and his government into American politics. I cautioned him that complying with the demands of the president's campaign representatives to investigate a political rival of the president would gravely damage the UK-US relationship. If Joe Biden did something ugly in the Ukraine, don't you want to know about it? Shouldn't we have the right to know if Joe Biden overstepped his bounds and, like a bully, threw his weight around and got his son out of trouble? Don't you think we all should know that? And these senators are going out of their way to say, no, 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 you better not do that. You better not be part of that or partisan to that with Trump, because if you are, then we're going to hold back support. Now, I go back to what I originally started with, this treaty. We have a treaty. So to me, the treaty usurps anything that these senators might think Trump is doing with the president. There's supposed to be a mutual sharing, if you will, of information on illegal activities. The Murphy antidote is a powerful reminder that since 2016, Democrats repeatedly have pressured the Ukraine again by throwing their weight around here. So anyway, there's a lot to this. It's very deep. I understand that. But to me, on the surface, I'm sorry. If that's all I have, that phone call, they got nothing. They got nothing. And this comes from somebody who's not, you know, I'm not waving the Trump pom-pom. It's just not my thing. But they got nothing on this one. Anyway, hey, listen. This is the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered. My email address, by the way, is leelcradio@gmail.com. If you want to send me a message, love to hear from you. 833-927-1855. We'll take some phone calls. Don't go anywhere. Once again, it is the USA Radio Network.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents.
And Doug.
If I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up.
Did someone just say, if I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up? Ma'am, what if my partner, this wild emu, and I told you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need?
I'd say sign me up for Liberty Mutual. And also, your emu is eating my tire.
Limo! No. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to MyDoctorSuggest.com/Root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's MyDoctorSuggest.com/Root.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets.
Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Raw and unfiltered.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, it's coming up fast now. Just think, it's the end of September, and October 10th to 12th is AmpFest 19 at the Trump Doral Hotel in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. So it's like 2 weeks away now is AmpFest, and I'm flying down to Miami. I'll miss being on the air that Friday, and I'll give my speech on Saturday at AmpFest. Headline speakers at AmpFest 19 include Wayne Allyn Root, Donald Trump Jr., Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, acting legend Robert Davi. Very cool. So I will see you down there. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, a golf tournament, a comedy night, a pool party, a yacht party, a fashion show, a movie screening, a Women for Trump social, and a prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com. Get your tickets now.
All right, we are back, USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie. I fill in the first hour on Thursdays, and we'll take some phone calls. Once again, our number is 833-927-8255. Out to Connecticut we go, where Rocky is waiting. Rocky, how are you?
Good evening, Lee. Great to hear you fill in for the master, Wayne Allyn Root. Listen, the more the shenanigans are going on, and the more, like you, I'm not 100% on the Trump camp, but the more they do this stuff and the more I feel like wearing a mega hat.
Yeah. You should get one. Put it on. Walk around town.
They are bent. The left is bent on denying the will of the people. They keep, in other words, if this doesn't work, they'll come up with something else. They'll come up with something else and sell the election. But I got news for these people. God Almighty is on the throne of heaven, and he's not going to let us get overwhelmed by the evildoers. These are liars, evildoers. For example, you just stated, nobody cares about Biden's son being involved in making millions of dollars. Nobody cares. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to investigate it, nothing. Why is that?
Because they're playing for the same team. Same goes with Hillary Clinton. And what about all the money she made with the nuclear deal?
Right.
Nobody says anything about that.
Right.
Nothing.
$500,000 were given to Clinton, Mr. Clinton's first speech.
That's right.
Just as they were getting some favors. It's just a sham. But the people are seeing through it. Thank God for you, Wayne Allyn Root, and the rest of the conservatives sticking with each other so that we can win again in 2020. Take care, Lee.
Rocky, keep up the good fight. Thank you for calling from Connecticut. And again, we appreciate your passion as always. Yeah, you know, I'm watching today. I'm watching the proceedings. I'm paying very close attention, body language and all that goes along with that. And, you know, it's just amazing how diabolical the left can be. I really believe that. I mean, the more I sit in these chairs and talk to people across the country, which is fantastic, and, you know, even in my own home state doing the morning show, it's just the more you watch these senators, the more you watch these congresspeople. Again, I'll go back to the same thing I say all the time, and I hate to sound redundant, but, you know, these people, I really believe when they first get into politics, they do it for the right reasons. They have, you know, I think their heart is in the right place. But whatever happens, corruption over time, power, absolute power corrupts absolutely. Things happen. And the political machine just takes over, and they love that power. The power becomes more important than what's right and what's wrong. I'm sorry. I really believe that. That's why common sense gets thrown out the window. That's why, you know, you can't make heads or tails of an entire party that's hell-bent against the death penalty, but you can kill a baby at 8 months, and sometimes after 8 months. It doesn't make any sense. They're just going to do what the power grabbers want them to do because they like being in that position of power. They enjoy having, you know, somebody say, hey, Mr. Senator or Mr. Congressman, that's a big deal to those folks. It's a real big deal. So anyway, we can continue on this. If you guys want to call in, again, 833-927-8255. Since I only get a chance to talk to you once a week, if we don't get to too much talk about this, we'll leave the rest of this for Wayne, and I wanted to kind of get into some global warming action. Now, I know you all heard of Greta. I know you heard about that girl. And, again, I'm not going to make fun of her, but I want to talk a little bit about global warming, some of the myths about that. And I don't know if you've seen this huge list of global warming and global cooling failures that have happened over the last 30, 40 years. I'll share that with you next. Stick around. Once again, you're listening to Raw and Unfiltered. This is the USA Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Acting Director of National Intelligence Joseph McGuire claims it was his decision not to submit the whistleblower complaint to Congress. He says no one at the White House or Department of Justice was involved. McGuire also says he didn't turn over the report because he was trying to resolve an executive privilege issue. Vice President Mike Pence is in Indiana on Thursday discussing the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement.
You know, in the Hoosier State, we do two things well. We make things and we grow things, and then we sell them to the world. And as I stand before you today, we have before the Congress what will be the largest trade deal in American history, and I came to Indiana to say it's time for Congress to pass the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement.
Your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow was down 89 points to close at 26,891. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, this segment of the show is sponsored by Swiss America. Our great friends at Swiss America. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years. And the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. You think maybe they know something you don't? China's on a record gold buying spree. You think maybe they know something you don't? Price is up $200 per ounce in the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 an ounce. Now it happened in 60 days. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. But who you buy from is even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to profit on this next big move. So free phone call, free special report just for my listeners, and a free 30-minute DVD starring the CEO of Swiss America and yours truly, Wayne Allen Root, as the host. And I don't mean just like a little role at the beginning of the video. I mean, I'm in the entire 30-minute video. It took a full-day shoot in Scottsdale, Arizona, to create this video. I don't know how I do all this, but I fit this all into my life. So free video, free special report, and free call. What do you have to lose? The answer is nothing. Call 800-BUY-COIN, 800-BUY-COIN. You have a lot to lose if you don't buy gold. You don't understand gold. 800-289-2646 or visit SwissAmerica.com.
All right, we are back. Lee Elsie, that would be me filling in for Wayne Allen Root. Every Thursday I get a chance to spend the first hour with you, and we're loving every single second of it. So wherever you may be, again, listening, I always love to visualize my friends listening out in Las Vegas. I actually lived in Vegas for a little while. It was an absolute blast. And, of course, other places around the country, including California, St. Louis has a bunch of stations, and here in Connecticut and all around the country. Really kind of neat to get a chance to talk to some of you guys. I did want to talk about climate change. And, of course, Greta took a beating, if you will, at the hands of most people. I'm not going to knock around a 15-year-old girl who had came to the country, certainly towed in here by her parents. There's no question about that, and put up there. And to me, it's almost akin to child abuse to do that to a young child and make them go out in front of everybody and kind of act the way that they had acted and say the things that she had said. But, okay, so here's my stance on climate change and global warming. And then I want to go over something that was in Breitbart that I think is very interesting. Number one, I do believe that we have some climate change happening right now. I mean, it's silly to think that that's not the case. The question is whether or not it's man-made. That should be the debate, really. There's really nothing else that we should be discussing when we're talking about this. All you got to do is look at temperatures and rainfall, and it's all over the globe. Okay, so if we're rational, if we're sensible, and if we use our common sense, it doesn't mean that you're a lefty if you say, okay, yeah, it looks like the climate is actually changing. There are weather patterns that are changing around the entire world. We've got 100-year floods every 2 or 3 years. That's a fact. We've got stronger hurricanes than, in recorded record. That's a fact. Doesn't mean it's man-made. This is a big planet, and it's been around for a long time. And as I've been saying all week, where I'm sitting right now, and probably where you're sitting right now, we were buried 100 million years ago by a mile of ice. Right now, we're not. So a million years from now, maybe we'll be buried by another mile of ice. We don't know. The planet does what the planet does. So that factor, we need to consider that. Now, that being said, that doesn't mean we should throw our garbage out the window, or we should pollute the atmosphere, or we should poison the drinking water. That's not what conservatives would do. We should conserve. We should look at the environment, look at wildlife, and cherish it, and want to protect it. That conservatives protect. That's what we do, supposedly. And again, I understand. There's a fight now because 12 years from now, according to AOC and the group of lunatics who are running the Democrat Party, they think the world is going to be gone in 12 years. Let me tell you something. It's not. the world will still be here. In 2031, God willing, I'll be sitting, maybe right here, talking to you about maybe the same thing. So we're not going to implode as far as the climate goes. Yes, we may see increases in temperature. We may see flooding. But let me ask y'all a question. Now, if you really think this is being done by man, okay, if you think we can stop this, okay, none of the science proves that. The thing that is, it's not laughable, but think about it in a more practical sense. The planet is, the climate is, and the planet environment is changing. So we're sort of like insects riding on the back of a dog. We're like fleas on the back of a dog. Wherever the dog goes and wherever he does, if he runs through a puddle, well, we got to deal with that. If he sits on the hot pavement, we got to deal with that. So I kind of feel like that's where we are. So we just need to adjust to what happens to the planet. If the planet, the temperature of the planet ticks up a degree or two and there's some glacial melting and some flooding, well, you know what? We got to figure out what to do in the coastline areas that are going to be affected. We can focus on that. That's not a bad thing. But I bring all that up because I want to share something with you. So you know I have a sports background. And if I was, let's say I make picks every week. I think Wayne makes picks. I don't know if he does it on the show. But I make my NFL picks every week. I think I'm pretty good at it. But if I was 0-41 making NFL football picks, would you call me up and try to get the game for me on Sunday? Probably not. If you did, you'd want to go the other way, right? But climate experts are 0-41 with their doomsday predictions, going all the way back to 1967. Let me read you a couple of these because I actually grew up in a time, I'm old enough to remember the cover of Time magazine saying an ice age is coming is what it was, with a big picture of a glacier on it. Ice age is coming. And here we are. 40 years later, 45 years later, and now it's the exact opposite. So it goes from one extreme to another. But if you go all the way back to 1967, where dire famine forecasted by 1975. In 1969, these are all headlines and these are all scientific predictions. In 1969, big headline was, everyone will disappear in a cloud of blue steam by 1989. 1970, they predicted ice age by the year 2000. In 1971, new ice age coming by the year 2020 or 2030. In 1972, they predicted new ice age by 2070. So listen, in the early 70s, major scientific breakthroughs, studies, predictions said, not only will there be an ice age in the year 2000, which there wasn't, there's going to be one in 2020, which there's not, and then there's going to be another one in 2030, which probably will not happen. Then they say a new ice age by 2070. I'll be around to see it, but again, who knows? 1974, because of the weather patterns, they predicted another ice age. That was a big question mark. Ozone depletion, a great peril of life. That was big in 1974. Acid rain kills life in lakes in 1980. Remember, if you're old enough to remember, we all thought acid rain was coming to a neighborhood near you, right? Do you remember that? I remember that it got to a point where when it rained, I remember my parents discussing this at the kitchen table, whether or not they should yell at us and scream at us and get us inside when it rained. I remember that conversation. I really do. Let's see. 1988, temperatures in D.C. will hit high records. Now, this is 88. So from 1970 right on up to 78, they still said no end in sight. 30-year cooling trend. 78. Now, if you jump to 88, now they had second thoughts about the cooling. They decided to go, you know, where the money is, let's go for the global warming. Because for whatever reason, people aren't buying into the global cooling because it's not getting colder. So let's go with the global warming. Let's throw that out there, see what happens. And you know you've got all these different scenarios. But, you know, they're going to be a little bit right, at least, if the temperature ticks up. Because if the temperature ticks up, you're going to get some ice caps melting, and you're going to get some flooding in some of these low-lying areas. But the point I'm trying to make with all of this, because I can continue to read down these ridiculous predictions, right? U.S. Prime Minister says 50 days to save the planet from catastrophe. That was 2009. 2013, Arctic free of ice by 2015. Obviously not true. In 2014, scientists predicted only 500 days before climate chaos. Overpopulation will spread worldwide. That was 1968. I can see that happening. That's actually kind of happening. Let's see. Climate genius Prince Charles says we have 96 months to save the world. That was in 2009. All right. So you get where I'm coming from. All right. I don't know what side of the aisle you stand on when it comes to climate change. Where I live, I have absolutely noticed a shift in a weather pattern. There's no question about it, but I'm not ready to blame man for it. No evidence proves that it's our fault. Again, we're fleas on the back of a golden retriever running around like a lunatic in the front yard. I'm serious. That's the way I look at it. Now, can we stop pollution? Should we stop throwing garbage away? Should we stop killing the wildlife for no reason? Not! Let's be smart about it. Let's not be dopes. Goodness gracious. All right. Man, this hour goes so fast. Music is playing. I feel like getting up and dancing a little bit. This is the USA Radio Network. Right? I might shake it. I might shake the money maker. My email address is leelcradio@gmail.com. The phone number is 833-WAR-TALK. That means if you want to talk in the last segment, we can do it. 833-927-8255. And I will not. Well, maybe I'll twerk a little bit. We'll be back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
This is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loved. Care should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your health care costs. Together, we're changing health care for good.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Would you take $100 and throw 80 of it away? If you're taking drugstore vitamin tablets, that's exactly what you're doing because 80% of those tablets are not being absorbed. Hi, I'm naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, creator of Texas Superfood. Many of you take Texas Superfood daily and feel great. But some people tell us they just don't like the taste of green powder or they have a problem swallowing capsules. That's why we created our new line of great-tasting liquid supplements. Go to texassuperfood.com/liquid. From multivitamins to products for energy, sleep, joint care, and more, our liquid supplements offer the highest absorption rates available anywhere, up to 96%. Imagine waking up after a great night's sleep feeling rested and ready to handle the day with endless energy and clarity. Stop wasting your money on drugstore vitamin tablets that don't work. Get absorbable liquid nutrition from the name you trust, Texas Superfood. Visit texassuperfood.com/liquid to get 20% off. Go to texassuperfood.com/liquid. Go to texassuperfood.com/liquid now.
Raw and unfiltered.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Chris just played some stuff for me that I can't unhear, man. So, I don't know, this last 7 minutes may be a little tilted. All right, my name is Lee Elsie, and I'm filling in for Wayne Allen Root. Every Thursday, I get a chance to sit in the big chair and hang out with you guys for an hour. It's always a lot of fun. So, you know, I know everyone loves to focus on politics, you know, 24-7, 7 days a week, but I'm on the radio a lot of times, 6 hours a day, sometimes 5 hours, and then come in here. Sometimes it's 8 hours a day. And if I talk 8 hours of politics a day, then I have to jump off a high building. That's just the only way I can save myself. So if I get to a point where I'm just sort of politicked out, I break out some stories that have been in my stack of stuff, and I share them with you guys, right? And sometimes these stories are a little wacky, and I hope you don't mind if I share some of these with you. But these are some things that I run across, and they make me laugh, and I hope if you're driving somewhere, at least you get a chuckle out of some of these, okay? So a guy was arrested for calling 911, called the cops 20 times in a row, didn't say anything, he just burped and hung up. So I guess after, I don't know, maybe the 12th or 13th time, they decided to send the team over to haul him in for, I guess, I don't know what they would arrest him for. Probably impeding something. But anyway, he got tracked down using, you know, the GPS scenario, and they nailed him, so he won't be burping in the cops' ears anymore. Let's see. The gravity around a black hole is so warped that if you get next to one, the light would orbit around it, and you'd be able to see the back of your own head. That is weird. That's weird, man. The theme song to the Jetsons made it all the way to number one on the Billboard charts in 1986. What do you think of that? The person who invented dunking your donut in coffee, you may think, if you're a Seinfeld fan, that it was Joe DiMaggio. Not true. It actually was May Murray. She dropped her donut in a coffee in the 1920s, liked the way it tasted, and then it went viral. See, it says it went viral here, but that didn't happen because there was no internet in 1920. But anyway, that was how it all began. Dr. Seuss's license plate was Grinch. That's kind of neat, right? The first ever flatulence competition flopped, just three competitors. They choked under pressure, I guess, in more ways than one. Let's see. Are you a coffee snob? The average coffee drinker has 2 cups of coffee a day and takes their first sip at 7:35 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. 42% said they don't really need coffee in the morning. They're fine without it. They just like the taste. I'm not really sure. I'm not sure if I'm addicted or not because I don't think I've gone without it. Like, I have to drink coffee. I'm doing a morning show. I got to do it. So I'm up early. I drink coffee. But I don't know if I don't drink it, will I be lethargic? And I don't really want to try. Like, I don't want to throw it out there. So I'm not sure I'm willing to do that. What else is here for coffee facts? 45% of coffee snobs will judge you for the way you pronounce espresso. Espresso. It's espresso. Is it? I say espresso. What do you say? They say espresso. I don't know. I don't drink that. It's too fancy. Just give me a regular coffee is all I want. Let's see. Those of you out there who are wandering around Las Vegas right now, listen closely. The treatment for syphilis used to be injecting malaria into a person, which would kill the virus. The doctor who came up with that treatment even won a Nobel Prize. I'm not really sure that's a good trade-off. You have syphilis, sir? We're going to inject you with malaria. Not really good. I don't think so. New Jersey is the densest state in the country. Densest. Not the dumbest. Densest, as in people. 1,218 people per square mile. Alaska is the least dense state with 1 person per square mile. Did I ever tell you I lived in Alaska? I lived in Vegas for almost 2 years, which was a blast. I lived in Alaska for, like 6 months. I was playing baseball up in Alaska, which had a great, great, great summer league. But, man, what a cool place. If you ever get a chance to go to Alaska, go. Because you will be forever changed. It changed my outlook on a lot of stuff. It costs 12.5 cents to produce a $100 bill, which seems about right. And the oldest player in the NBA ever was a guy named Nat Hickey. He was the coach of a team called the Providence Steamrollers in 1948. He was 45 years old. He activated himself for a couple games and scored a whopping 2 points. So those are some things that I figured I'd share with you. Do I got any more here? Let me see if I got any more here. We waste 2 hours and 22 minutes a day on pointless tasks. Let me ask you that question. How many times, like, do you sort of just get overwhelmed during the course of a day? Right? Is it 2, 3, 10, depending upon what job you get? Like, everything's coming at you all at once. Emails, text messages, people leaving voicemails. Right? It happens. It happens. Does it happen to the point where you're, like, sort of banging your head against the wall? I'm not really sure. Hey, if you have a coin from either 1931 to 1933, I hear Wayne talking about coins all the time, but if you have a coin between those 2 years, they're extremely rare because in the Great Depression, no one needed them. No one needed them. So if you have a 1931 or 32 or 33 penny, take a second look at it. It might be worth some bucks, man. I don't, you know, my eyes are so bad now as I get old. I used to be able to read the penny with just my regular eyes. Not anymore, man. That's what happens when you get old. Stinks. All right. So it is time for us to rock and roll out of here. 58 after the hour. Wayne will be here in about 8 minutes. Again, 2 hours nonstop, just in your face action, political action. And, of course, no one does it better than Wayne Allen Root. He'll take over. Chris, thank you very much. I'll see you guys next Thursday right here, same place. You guys have a great night. Until then, I'll see you.
I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Code USA.